you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. My people in Canada, my people in San Diego, my people in Vancouver, my folks in Hawaii. What's up to my neighbors in Alabama, people in Florida, New York, Maine, the home of Cooper Flag. And my main man, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's here with me. He's here with you. He's holding it down in New York City. Me? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on Peachtree Street, minding my business in this studio. I got basketball on, I got baseball on, I got the news on, I got three other computer monitors in front of me, lights are blinking, meters are going off, and I'm just here so I don't break anything. They think I know what I'm doing. They think I know. Great job. Anyway, I'll be here hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. Stupid computers. I got to tell you a story in a second, Hickey. Stupid computers. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, as I'm standing here in the studio and I'm trying to do my job, you know this stupid cellular device? Thought I said, hey, Siri, and decided to try to, you know, I'm like, I'm not talking to you right now. Like, I'm trying to do a show, not talk to the stupid phone, you know?
It is crazy. The phone's always listening. It's scary.
It's one day they're going to take us over. I don't know.
Well, did you see what happened in South Korea?
Excuse me?
There's maybe some hope for us that the robot takeover is not coming anytime soon.
South Korea?
A robot in South Korea that was working in the mayor's office killed itself. Committed suicide because he cannot do the work.
Excuse me?
That is correct.
There's not a funny thing about suicide, but
no.
Rosie, this is like, let's make this make sense for somebody like me. Who's the most famous robot of all time? I don't know. Name of famous. Rosie from the Jetsons, does she count?
Sure, yeah. That counts. Let's go with her. Rosie.
It's like if Rosie from the Jetsons could no longer fold clothes, and so she just jumped out of, I can't even call it an apartment, that giant house in the sky. She just went off the ledge.
Imagine that.
Is that an equivalent?
That is a good equivalent.
So what was this robot's job in South Korea?
Worked in the mayor's office. It was like a lot of administration stuff. I think it was like copying, sending out, you know, a lot of grunt work. And the robot couldn't take it.
I think this is a message to management and how they treat employees.
Well, yeah.
Right? Like, where the hell have we been, man? We got a robot off this. What did it do? Did it, like, disconnect or decide not to charge? Like, what did it do?
I don't know. I actually did not see how it dismantled itself. That's a good question.
It dismantled itself?
I would assume. I mean, it's not like it can stop breathing. It's not breathing. The heart can't stop. Well, there's no heart.
It could not charge. It could, you know.
Self-detonate? I don't know.
Jump off or something? I don't know.
Go to the roof? Yeah, and run off.
Well, Hickey, I will challenge you. I know you haven't seen a lot of movies, neither have I. We watch sports. You've seen Terminator, right? Terminator 2?
I know the idea.
Okay. Well,
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator.
Right. Now, I hate to ruin the film for anyone who's not seen it. If you haven't seen it, my apologies. The movie is 30 years old, maybe more. At the end of the movie, the Terminator, he offed himself. He offed himself to save humanity. How can I describe this?
Huh.
His chip, you know, he went back in the future, right? Remember that thing?
I definitely remember that for sure.
So he was literally in the present. Well, this is like 1990, whatever. Bottom line is the chip that was in his brain. There was only two chips that existed. One was a chip that was in development and they destroyed it. So the robots wouldn't get smart and build future robots. So they killed one chip. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger had to, like, lower himself into, you know, I don't know, one of the molten plants to destroy himself, to destroy the other chip. So that way none of the chips existed and it would save and preserve the future instead of the robots continuing to be developed. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And maybe that's the case here of this was sending a message to the other robots. Maybe life on Earth's not all it's cracked up to be.
Maybe he just jumped in the tub.
Maybe.
He just jumped in the tub. That'd be an easy way. You know, Hickey, I'm going to have to look that up because never in my life did I hear about a robot saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done.
What does that say about our life?
What, humans?
Well, at least maybe that job. Jeez, imagine replacing the robot.
Oh, man. Well, it'll save jobs for us. Good. Let the robots off themselves. Let the humans live. More human lives are better. I'll take that one.
That's right.
Anyway, I got to get to this. In another 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Dieter Kurtenbach. He covers all sports for the Bay Area News Group. I want to ask Dieter specifically about Klay Thompson, who has moved on now from the Golden State Warriors. And then yesterday we had to talk about Brandon Ayuk, as Brandon Ayuk has pretty much made it clear that he does not want to be in San Francisco. He's saying all of this about how they don't want to pay him and this and that. They don't want him. I want to hear from Dieter what the Bay Area, how the Bay Area feels about the departure of Klay Thompson and the potential departure of Brandon Ayuk. I mean, is he going to get paid? Is he going elsewhere? Are fans tired of his nonsense? We're going to find out sooner than later. Dieter Kurtenbach is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Before we get to that, speaking of being tired of somebody, I didn't expect to see this bit of news earlier today. Brett Favre, Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the greatest, most durable quarterbacks of all time, Super Bowl champ, MVP, multiple-time MVP. We can go down the list. He's also had his own unfortunate issues throughout the course of his career, whether it's a matter of substance abuse. By the time he got to the New York Jets, this is someone who was, taking inappropriate photos and sending them to women. He had his issues, and then he didn't know whether he wanted to quit or stick around. We've been through that already. That's why he was on the Jets and the Vikings, because the Packers eventually said, "We're sick of you." Well, more recently, Brett Favre, who's just sitting around selling, I don't know, copper wire or copper gear, whatever the hell they call that thing. Brett Favre, you might recall, a couple of years ago, he got in a little bit of trouble. It was found out that in his home state of Mississippi, that Brett Favre was allegedly working with a few of the politicians in the school that his daughter was attending to kind of move some money and funds around that were intended for welfare recipients. And some of this money Brett Favre wanted to go or have allocated to his schools or his daughter at the time, her school's volleyball court. And so Brett Favre, who improperly received more than $1 million, has been said, hey, you got to return that money. But then a lot of people have kind of crapped on Brett Favre because they said, hey, you helped steal money and try to direct funds from poor folks. Now, Brett Favre has been found to be responsible financially to return some money. As of right now, he has not been criminally charged with anything. And if we go back 2 years, in the fall of 2022, Shannon Sharp, he wasn't on ESPN like he is now. He was with Skip Bayless on Undisputed. And Shannon Sharp took some time to basically tell everybody, you know, Brett Favre was involved in some welfare fraud and he needs to pay for it. Listen to this.
Do you know how low you have to be to take from the Skip? That would be like if somebody, I'm who I am, and I walk by a homeless person and I take the money out of his jar, or I take the money from them. Do you know how low you got to be? Well, that's how low that joke is. Lord and whale poop. Because he took from his state's poorest, the most needy. Skip, it's not like they robust. It's not like they got a surplus of money.
So that's Shannon Sharp, and he said different iterations of that back in the fall of 2022. Well, Brett Favre said, man, you can't be out here lying on my name. I'm going to sue you. And he didn't use those exact words, but that's exactly what he did. Brett Favre filed a lawsuit and basically said, hey, you're slandering my name out here. You are defaming me. And a judge in Mississippi back in October threw out the lawsuit. And they said that Shannon Sharp used his constitutionally protected free speech on a sports broadcast. And he was free to say that. Okay. And so the judge said, nah, there's no lawsuit here. Sorry, Brett Favre. And then back when the lawsuit was thrown out, Shannon Sharp, he was on his show, The Nightcap. And he basically responded to the lawsuit getting thrown out. Listen to this.
I have some good news today. The United States District Court of Southern District of Mississippi dismissed Brett Favre's lawsuit, defamation lawsuit against me today. The court found that my speech was First Amendment protected.
Yes, sir.
He sued myself and a few other people, Pat McAfee. And but Pat McAfee apologized, issued an apology. Mm-hmm. Me, I wasn't going to issue an apology because if I'd have issued an apology, I'd have felt I had done something wrong.
Right.
So now he could have said, well, see, he apologized. He wouldn't have apologized if he didn't feel he had done anything wrong. So I was going to take it to the highest court in the land. The thing that I had on my side is Shannon got some pretty deep pockets also.
Yeah.
So I ain't have no problem. Mm. Had a very, very good law firm out of D.C. and Mississippi.
Yes,
that,
sir.
That presented my case. And so it is what it is. I'm glad it's behind me. I get an opportunity to focus on other things.
Right.
Hopefully.
Congratulations.
The people in Mississippi will have, hopefully the people in Mississippi have their day in court and everything gets worked out about what transpired down there.
I got news for Shannon Sharp. That was from October. Today, this is the update. This is the news. Brett Favre is asking an appeals court to reinstate his defamation lawsuit against Shannon Sharp. Like, Brett Favre is like, okay, it was struck down. And he's just like, no, I want to bring the lawsuit back. And so he is still saying that Shannon Sharp came out of his mouth and defamed me. Hickey, I think this is just Brett Favre. And by the way, he owes interest now on this the payback to the state. Maybe Brett Favre just wants to get money from Shannon to pay some of this cash off.
I think you're probably right because it's taken a long time for him to pay it back initially. And I mean, what is it, almost like $700,000 still in interest he owes?
Yes. They say he's paid back more than a mil. And they say he still owes the $730K due to interest. And why wouldn't Brett Favre want this to go away? I mean, like, let's think about this. If you're not happy that Shannon Sharpe, quote unquote, brought this up, and this was all over the news, all over the media, he could have picked on anybody. He picked on two of the largest guys, I guess, with the biggest mouthpieces, and Pat McAfee, who did apologize, and then also Shannon Sharpe, who said nothing and then had his case thrown out. Like, why 8 months, 9 months later would Brett Favre take the position of, I'm gonna try to sue him again? You're bringing more attention to it. You don't look good. I mean, if he had the $730, you would think that he'd just pay it and make all of this go away. He has not been criminally charged. You're bringing more attention to it. I guess he just needs money, and I guess a Shannon Sharpe is the guy that he feels he can get it from. Because as Shannon Sharpe said out of his own mouth, and Hickey, I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, he said, I got deep pockets too. And I guess if I'm Brett Favre, I'm interpreting that as, hey, well, he can give me $700. Maybe I can swing and get it or miss. I don't know. I mean, this is also, by the way, lawyers ain't cheap. And so I don't know what Brett Favre's end game is here. But he just doesn't look good in any respect, in any regard, even by association. I would just leave this to hell alone. The only reason I could think he's bringing it up is because he is in need of the funds, and he's probably burning through some money here, even filing a lawsuit. I don't know. Maybe Brett Favre has all the money in the world and is just angry. I have no idea. I can tell you this much. Just here's some JR wisdom. I don't care if you're Brett Favre or some guy's next door neighbor. Not that I'm saying Brett Favre stole anything. I don't know. I'll tell you this much, just don't steal from anybody. That's JR wisdom. I think that also exists in a million other places. Don't steal from people, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of stealing from people, we come back from the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Bay. We're going to have a chat with Dieter Kurtenbach. Not that he stole anything from anybody, but Klay Thompson, did he get a steal of a deal with the Dallas Mavericks? How do the fans in the Bay feel now that Klay Thompson is gone? How do they feel about the future of their team with Buddy Hield in the mix, in the fold, Kyle Anderson? And then how do people in the Bay feel about Brandon Ayuk? He's looking for a deal. Is he going to get a steal of a deal? We'll find out soon enough. May not be from the Niners. Dieter Kurtenbach is going to join us from the Bay Area News Group. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we talked about someone who doesn't seem too happy right now. That's Brett Favre, as he's trying to revive a lawsuit that was thrown out against Shannon Sharpe. Don't talk bad about Brett Favre. He'll send his lawyers after you for money, even if he gets none. But right now, it's time to talk about a few individuals who, I guess, haven't been happy playing in the Bay Area. Or maybe they wanted to move on. In the case of Klay Thompson, he moves on from the Golden State Warriors. He was now introduced today as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. Brandon Ayuk, I guess, is going to be a few more days before he goes on social media to remind everybody how the 49ers don't want him and that he needs to get sent over to Washington to talk about what's going on in the Bay, what might be in the water, and what is going on. Joining us right now is Dieter Kurtenbach, who covers all sports, radio, TV, everywhere, especially for the Bay Area News Group. Hey, Dieter, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I am not disgruntled. So mark me in the not disgruntled category and put me up against seemingly everybody else.
I hear that. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm not disgruntled. For now, I'm very happy. Well, let me ask you this, Dieter. We got the introductory press conference today of Klay Thompson out in Dallas. How has the fan base, how have the fans pretty much dealt with the understanding that the Splash Brothers are no more?
I don't know if it's hit anybody yet, if I'm being honest. I don't think 13 years gets washed away over the course of 8-9 days in July. And I do think that today was step one towards finally recognizing the new reality. But I don't think that one introductory press conference is going to do all that much to jostle people into the new reality. I think that it's going to take probably not just one, but maybe even a couple weeks of games of Klay Thompson wearing a very ugly 31 in Dallas for people to quite get their heads on the idea that Klay Thompson is not a Golden State Warrior. And I think once we get to that point, there's some high-level analysis and high-level opinions that can be properly shared. But in the meantime, it just all feels very wrong, and it might turn out feeling A-okay for the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks, but in the meantime, it just doesn't sit right with anybody except for, it seems, Klay Thompson.
Dieter Kurtenbach is joining us from the Bay Area News Group. You talk about how things might be. I don't want to say in replace of. Do you replace a Klay Thompson? Probably not, but they do bring on a shooter, the Warriors do, in his prime, and a Buddy Hield. They bring on an additional depth piece who can kind of do it all as a guard and Kyle Anderson. What do you think about the fits and the guys that are coming in to kind of up the ship a little bit?
Well, they fought like hell to get back to even. They had to put in some serious work, a 16 trade, to get back to even. That's all they've done. I think that if you squint really hard, you can make the argument that Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, and De'Anthony Melton, who they signed on a mid-level exception that wouldn't have been available to them had Klay Thompson not decided to leave. I think that you can squint and say, oh, that's better. And maybe it is, but it's not appreciably better. It's not markedly better. The Golden State Warriors were a play-in tournament team last year with Klay Thompson. They have now replaced Klay Thompson to whatever degree you can replace him, a good point, and maybe even slightly improved, particularly on the defensive side. But they haven't made themselves a viable playoff option. They're still a play-in team. And I think that is maybe the most overlooked aspect of all of this. I don't think that keeping Klay Thompson would have made the Warriors a playoff team. Certainly losing him, and if nothing else, losing that legacy, puts the onus on the Golden State Warriors front office to do something big. And while they did do some things, I can't look anyone in the eye and say that this is a better team than the Warriors had last year. And that's taking into account the fact that Klay Thompson, frankly, wasn't very good last year and probably is in some ways addition by subtraction. But they don't have Chris Paul. They don't have Klay Thompson. And in their place, they have three decent enough players. I don't know. I might take a bit of a umbrage with the notion that Buddy Hield is still in his prime. I've seen him be dumped by two teams in the past year. Kyle Anderson averaged 6 points per game last year. He's a great player. I mean, I really enjoy him, and he's a good system fit.
You got punched by 6 points. You got punched by Rudy Gobert. That's not saying a lot either.
I mean, yeah. This is still a team that's nowhere near a championship contender. And if you're going to be kind of cruddy, if you're not going to be competing for championships, at least be able to sell nostalgia, and the Warriors can't even do that anymore.
Now let me ask you this, Dieter, knowing that Steph Curry is 36 years old, he's getting ready to head out to Paris in a couple of weeks. His head coach, Steve Kerr, is going to be a man in the ship for Team USA basketball. Curry was on record a couple of days ago saying that hey, you may not see another dynasty like what we did for another, you know, 10, 13 years that we had for 10, 13 years. Those days are over. What do you do with a 36-year-old once-in-a-lifetime star? Do you sell the fact that we still have Steph Curry? What the hell do they do over the next several years? I mean, what, Kuminga's going to wake up and be Michael Jordan?
Yeah, I think that's their bet. I think the biggest issue for this team last season was that they did not have a number two. They had an Andrew Wiggins. They had a Klay Thompson. They had a Jonathan Kuminga. And every now and again, those guys would wake up in the morning and decide that they would be the number two to Steph Curry. They would never be a number one, but a number two. So if Steph was playing, they could provide complementary scoring to 20-something points per game to get that collective to 50, and the rest of the team could do their work, get the team to 115, 120, which is what you need to win in the modern NBA. They are betting now that Jonathan Kuminga and maybe Andrew Wiggins, if he decides today's the day, are going to do that every night. That's what's going to happen every night. And if they don't believe that in their soul, then they need to get every draft pick that they can find and throw it to Utah for Lauri Markkanen, because this team didn't have a number two last year. It doesn't have a number two this year, at least in my estimation. And if they're banking on Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins, Wiggins to wake up and Kuminga to decide, hey, I'm 22 years old. We're making the leap. We're going all-star level this year. If that's what they're banking on, I'd like to be holding the other side of that check. I'd like to short that play from the Wall Street brokers that are the Golden State Warriors in this situation, because I don't think that's going to work out for them. And again, there's no guarantee that these guys are in the play-in tournament. They had to fight tooth and nail last year to make the play-in tournament. We're not talking about the playoffs. Playoffs, go pull Jim Mora. Playoffs, we'd be lucky if they win another game. If Steph Curry misses time, they're cooked. If Jonathan Kuminga doesn't turn into a number two, they're cooked. And there are so many other things that could go wrong. You got Draymond Green. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with him? They're cooked. The margin for error is so significant, or is so small, and the possibilities for errors are so significant. It is a tough sell for the Golden State Warriors. And as for the future of Stephen Curry, he's also on the record saying that he wants to end his career as a Golden State Warrior, that he values what he built, and everything around him has been built by him, whether directly or not, or by proxy. But, man, he also left the door open to saying, if I feel like that's best for me. And a year from now, I'm very interested to see if Steph Curry still thinks that Golden State is the best place for him for the remainder of his career. They need a number two. They don't have one. And if they're banking on Jonathan Kuminga, I don't like their odds.
Dieter Kurtenbach is joining us from the Bay Area News Group. You talk about someone who's not happy today, right now. We've known this for months. Brandon Ayuk is finding different ways to go on social media and let the world know that, hey, I want to get paid. I don't think the 49ers are going to do it. He's, oh, they don't like me. They're not going to pay me. I don't think he's stupid. He knows that the books are cooked. Purdy has to get paid. There's only but so much money. What the hell is going on with Ayuk? Are we going to see him at camp? Is he trying to become such a pain in the ass that they move him for nothing? I don't see John Lynch just handing him over to anybody.
He won't. He won't, because they've shopped him already. They've already gone to every team in the league and said, make us your best offer. And every team in the league came back, and the 49ers are like, no, we said best offer. This is not a good offer for all-pro wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. But every other team is looking around and saying, you know, they make a lot of good wide receivers in college these days. And Brandon Ayuk, good player. Don't get me wrong. We all like Brandon Ayuk, but I'm not going to pay him $30, $31 million a year and trade multiple first-round draft picks, which is what the 49ers want. I'll just go draft one with one of those draft picks. And then I'll have a younger guy who's probably putting up great production too. There's so many good wide receivers in the college game. For the 49ers, they have to take into account the fact that they are very much in a Super Bowl window. And in fact, this might be the final year of their Super Bowl window, unless Brock Purdy can keep that thing open for another couple years beyond this once he starts getting paid. But this is the final year that Brock Purdy's getting paid a literal rounding error. He makes less than $1 million a year. Brandon Ayuk is fighting over making $30, $31 million a year. He should ask Brock Purdy how he feels about that situation. You're right. They all have to figure out where the money's going to go once Brock Purdy gets paid, and who knows what Brock Purdy will get paid, 40, 50, 60. I mean, anyone's guess is as good as mine at this juncture, given the way quarterbacks are paid. But I'll tell you what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. One, you mentioned the social media stuff. And Brandon Ayuk is no dummy. I can tell you that firsthand. He's a pretty sharp dude. But he is very, very bad at this. He is not this. He is running a playbook right now that he is not equipped to play. He is not a wide receiver diva. He is not a Stephon Diggs. He is not a Deebo Samuel. He is not a me guy. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He's an introvert. And so him doing this whole social media thing, trying to draw up attention, trying to get him traded to the Washington Commanders, it just looks wrong. It rings wrong, and it's not doing him any favors. Now, if we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on negotiations, Brandon Ayuk made a lot of money this offseason by doing nothing, by just letting Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jaylen Waddle sign their new contracts, by letting Justin Jefferson reset the market. The rising tide lifted the ship of Brandon Ayuk. And all he's been doing with this social media stuff, which he has every right to do, and I understand why he thinks it would work, all he's doing is clouding people's judgment about him. Because if the 49ers do want to trade him, now they have to trade a disgruntled Brandon Ayuk, as opposed to the ultimate professional that he had been before he decided that he needed to get some TikTok followers. So if Brandon Ayuk wants to hold on to $30, $31 million a year, the 49ers aren't going to pay it. That's their line. Now, there is a number between what the 49ers have offered, which I hear is around $26 to maybe even $27 million. There is a happy medium. And if Brandon Ayuk, who has no leverage in this situation, wants to actually negotiate as opposed to just demand a number that the 49ers have told him flat out they're not matching, if he wants to come down a little bit, if he wants to be a big boy and be a professional, and his representatives specifically want to be professional and come down and actually talk about a reasonable number, I guarantee you that the 49ers will gladly come up from their 25, 26, 27 million and meet him halfway because they want to get this thing done. But Brandon Ayuk has no leverage. The 49ers have all the leverage, and Brandon Ayuk's acting like the 49ers are the ones who have to do something. He's got it all wrong. He, and by the way, his representatives are just embarrassing themselves right now. He is too good of a player and too sharp of a guy to be acting like this in public. I cannot imagine that he doesn't wise up here in the next 2-3 weeks before pads go on at training camp and realize, I'm not going to get anything done unless I give a little, unless I come off of this ridiculous number that I've put out for the 49ers, unless I come to the table willing to give something up. If he's willing to give something up, I'm guaranteeing you that the 49ers are guaranteed or that they'll move up a little bit and meet him halfway. But until Brandon Ayuk decides, hey, I'm not holding on to 31. Until he wants to actually negotiate, the 49ers don't have to do a thing because Brandon Ayuk's under contract for another season. He's going to get fined the second training camp starts, and those fines start adding up quick. 49ers don't have to forgive him if they don't want to, and if he doesn't have a new contract, they won't forgive him. And then, by the way, Brandon Ayuk plays this upcoming season on the $14 million fifth-year option. 49ers can just turn around and say, we're going to franchise tag you. Yeah. If he doesn't like that, they can franchise tag him a year after that. And now Brandon Ayuk has gotten a lot of money from those two franchise tags and $14 million fifth-year option, but he doesn't have that security that he's looking for. Again, Brandon Ayuk's acting like he has the leverage here. He has no leverage whatsoever, and a couple of TikToks doesn't change that. He and his representatives need to get smart and get smart fast because all he's doing is hurting his bottom dollar.
Well, Dieter, you talk about a team that is stacked. We don't know what Brock Purdy's going to get if he has another MVP-caliber season. We know he's going to be in that $50 million range. They've drafted another receiver in Ricky Pearsall. They gave a contract extension to Christian McCaffrey. Shanahan, yep. People are looking at him to say, hey, man, it's time to finally go over the hump. We know it's Super Bowl or bust. That's difficult. Yep. That's tough. If they don't reach the Super Bowl, if they don't win the Super Bowl, then what the hell do they do next?
I mean, listen, there's going to be a lot more guys on the cutting room floor than Brandon Ayuk, right? I mean, Brandon Ayuk, they value him, and they're willing to value him above what they ever thought they would have to pay him, right? And there's value in having the cost certainty of a new Brandon Ayuk contract in hand before you start negotiating with Brock Purdy next offseason. So you need to know, hey, what's my number one receiver going to be making? He's going to be making $26, $27, $28 million. Okay, now I can operate a little bit. I can operate with some clarity as it pertains to Brock Purdy. But it's pretty clear. I mean, you mentioned the Ricky Pearsall of it all. They picked him in the first round. He's been looking awesome. It's minicamp. They're not wearing pads. So we'll see once training camp comes around, once the preseason comes around, if that actually holds true. But the answer is pretty quickly. Deebo Samuel's gone at the end of this season. And I think that's regardless of if Brandon Ayuk gets a new contract or not. I just don't think that they can give Deebo Samuel a new contract, which he will be wanting at the end of the season. I think someone else will give it to him, so there will be a trade, and someone else will sign Deebo Samuel to a short-term but, you know, hefty extension. You're looking at Charvarius Ward, their number one corner. He's very much on the chopping block. You're looking at a Kyle Juszczyk. They already told him, hey, you're the best fullback in the league, but we got to pay you less. He took the pay cut. Eric Armstead, a key defensive tackle for this team, been on this team for a long, long time. He's already been shown the door. They're eating a lot of dead money there. There's a lot of guys on this team who make sort of intermediate bucks that could be easily cut so that the 49ers are in a position to go ahead and keep this thing rolling. But that requires some cost certainty on Brandon Ayuk's part, right? That just makes the books a little bit easier to manage. It requires Brock Purdy to maybe give a little something, not go for that full bag that he probably could go for if he indeed does have another MVP caliber season, which is a tough thing to do when you've been making so little money for these first 3-4 years of your NFL career and you've been winning so much. It's right. Tough to say, I'll give a little bit up so that I can help this team. And there's going to be a lot of guys who you think of as, oh, those are core 49ers. They might not be on the 49ers anymore this time next year. So these young guys that they've been drafting, they better come through. And that's why I say this is the final year of the Super Bowl window for the 49ers as we know it. Maybe it gets extended. Maybe these young guys ball out and Brock Purdy is an MVP year in and year out. Or maybe this is it. So with the Brandon Ayuk of it all, man, he can sign a long-term deal at a reasonable number that was $6-8 million more than we thought he was going to get in February per year. Or he can try to bring that drama into training camp, take all the fines, have to pay the fines, play on his fifth-year option, and we can do this all again next year when the 49ers aren't going to have as much money to give him, and they're not going to maybe feel as strongly about Brandon Ayuk because, you know what, Ricky Pearsall had a really good year. We like our wide receiver depth. So, in fact, your leverage, of which you had very little, if any, Brandon Ayuk, it's now all gone. And, in fact, we're going to be looking to trade both you and Deebo this year. I think Brandon Ayuk's playing with fire here, man, and he's going to get paid a tremendous amount of money by somebody. But, man, it's in his best interest to get it from the San Francisco 49ers this year, because next year, I don't know if that dollar, those dollar signs are going to match up with this offseason.
Well, Dieter, we know there's been plenty to look forward to over the past several seasons with the Niners. Same thing with the Warriors. It looks like that might be a changing. Fill us in. Where can people follow you and all of your great work with the Bay Area News Group?
Well, I don't know about the great stuff, but it is work, and we put it out frequently. You can follow me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. It's at Dieter, D-I-E-T-E-R, and you can follow my YouTube channel at Dieter Kurtenbach. And if you can spell it, God bless you. So hope to see you there.
Oh, Dieter, thank you so much for the great conversation and insight. And next time you come back, let's talk about the A's, okay? Can't wait to talk about them.
Man, why are you trying to depress me I wasn't okay. Disgruntled. Now I'm disgruntled. You're trying to rub salt in the wound about.
No, I'm mad they're leaving myself. So we can commiserate together. We'll do it next time.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
My man, Dieter Kurtenbach, make sure you go ahead and check him out on X, D-I-E-T-E-R. And then you can go ahead and find everything that he does, the radio, the YouTube, it all.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Dieter Kurtenbach for joining us in the last break to fill us in on what the hell is going on with Brandon Ayuk and his contract. And how the fans in the Bay Area feel about, well, Klay Thompson already having exited the Bay Area. Thank you to Dieter Kurtenbach from the Bay Area News Group. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to the phones in a second. I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Daniil Medvedev upset top-seeded Jannik Sinner earlier today, beat him in five sets to advance to the Wimbledon semifinals earlier today. Medvedev had lost his previous five matches against the Italian, including dropping the Australian Open final earlier this year before winning to face the champ, Carlos Alcaraz. And speaking of tennis, man, you know what? But before we get out of here, maybe in this break of the next one, I'm going to tell you about Novak Djokovic. I tell you, athletes trying to find anything to motivate themselves. Yesterday, we heard Joe Burrow say, yeah, you know, when you're not in the spotlight, people forget about you, right? And it's just like, nobody forgot about you. You just hurt. He's like, well, now I'm going to give people a reason to remember. So anything that, quote unquote, gets the people going is great. Well, Novak Djokovic took an opportunity to, you know, I guess turn cheers into boos. We'll get into that in a bit. 855-212-4227. Hunt, he's calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Re Show, Hunt. Go ahead.
Hey, JR.
Hey, what's up?
I just heard you talking about the Ollie Gordon situation. And I don't know if you know this, but my Arkansas Razorbacks play the Oklahoma State second week of the college football season. And the fact that he's not missing a single second of the season is ridiculous.
Thank you very much. I agree with you on a couple of things. It makes no damn sense. We'll get more into that at the top of the hour in a more, let's just say, sophisticated way. Before we get to that, speaking of sophistication, I told you about Novak Djokovic, who took the opportunity in time after a victory yesterday against Holger Rune. We got Wimbledon going on. Djokovic has more grand slams than anybody at 24. He wiped the floor with Rune. And then he was interviewed right after the match. You know, people were cheering for Rune. They were going, Rune, Rune, Rune. And Novak Djokovic, after the match, he thought that they were booing him. Listen to what he said.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night.
I'm hoping that they were just commenting on Rune and that they weren't disrespecting you.
They were. I don't accept it. No. I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine. It's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that paid the ticket to come and watch tonight and love tennis and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
Oh, wow. This man is trying to win his eighth Wimbledon title. He's trying to pick up his 25th Grand Slam. He already has more than anybody ever on the men's side. And I guess he's just trying to find whatever motivation. He has openly accepted, quote unquote, being the bad guy. And a lot of people started to change their minds about Djokovic when he refused to be vaccinated and he didn't get a chance to go and compete in the United States at the U.S. Open, the Australian Open. And then he's been, I guess the word is prickly ever since. And now he's even going after the fans after winning a match. He just wiped the floor with this man in straight sets. And he's telling everybody, oh, no, they were booing me. And y'all didn't do nothing to me. And he's coming off of a bad knee, a surgically repaired. Well, a surgery. He's still trying to go on. If he wins, he's going to give people crap at his victory speech. Wait for it.
I can't wait. That'd be entertaining.
He's a villain. How are you a villain in tennis? He is. Djokovic is Knows how to push people's buttons. Speaking of pushing buttons, we had an idiot call up about Mike Gundy and the idiotic things that he said. You know what? It's been a busy day. Let's give you a recap on the other side of the break, unless you've been busy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.